What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Lost Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame, Don McIntyre. I'm getting really good also at pointing my finger that way now because it's weird, right? And then we are talking to Alex, and she is in a band called Alex. Here we go. I love it. I love it. All right. Alex from, New York, right?
New York, yep.
New York. Not New York City, though.
No, not New York City.
And I'm on one tonight. So you are in your basement.
I am, yes.
So did you turn your basement into a studio?
Yep. I did this during quarantine.
Shut up. That is so cool. What made you decide to get your own, like, I guess it's a recording studio basement, because it looks like a recording studio, right?
Yeah, so there's like a recording. This actually, it used to be my dance studio because I used to be a dancer. So that's why the mirrors are all there. So this was like my dance studio. It still doubles as a gym because I have some equipment behind that little curtain. But during quarantine, I was like, I got to be productive and I can't go anywhere. So fuck it, I'll build it myself.
Fuck it. So yeah. You got a dance studio, gym, / music studio.
Yep.
Did you have to sheet everything off separately to where you were at?
I mean, honestly, I really don't dance anymore. If I wanted to, I really just could right over there. But the equipment stuff is that way. So it worked out well.
What kind of dance did you, ballet?
Yeah, I was a ballerina when I was younger. And then I did more theater stuff up until I was 22.
So why do they have all the mirrors? My youngest daughter does dance. And there's all these mirrors. Do you have the mirrors so you know what you're doing and look at your form?
Yeah, literally. It's to judge and critique yourself 24/7.
Oh, that's so bad though, right?
It's
going to be hard.
Especially when you're 10 years old and you're staring at yourself in the mirror, comparing yourself to all the other girls. And you're mm-hmm. I'm not as turned out as them or whatever, but it's fun.
You think girls I'm not as turned out as that other 10-year-old over there.
Literally. Wonder why I don't do it anymore.
Okay, so Alex is are you a solo artist?
Yeah, solo artist, but I do have a band that I work with.
Okay, so you take the band, I guess it's the same touring band or recording band?
Yeah, recording and touring.
So what got you into, I guess, because you did theater, which I did read that. When you say you did theater, what does that really mean? What is theater? Acting? Improv?
Yeah, so theater is singing, dancing, acting. Think Broadway. So there's regional theaters, there's community theaters, but I was doing some regional and they're not equity. So there's Broadway is all equity theaters. And then, mm-hmm. so there's the step below is regional, which is what mm-hmm. I was doing. I did that for a really long time. And, I did, the last show I did was Oliver at Westchester mm-hmm. Broadway Theater.
That's a big musical, right? Oliver, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You see, I know some things. I know some things here and there.
It was a fun show to do, sort of. I don't know. It's one of those shows I like watching versus being in. And it was kind of at that point that I was the shows I'm doing, I don't like them as mm-hmm. much anymore. Once I feel being in the show kind of ruined it. That's
what was one that you would like to have done? What would be your ideal?
I would have loved to do Rock of Ages. So I got to the final callbacks for the Norwegian tour and the cruise. I forgot which one was which. One of them was for Sherry, which is the lead. And mm-hmm. I got to the end for both of them and then nothing. And then I got to the end of Flashdance for Tess for the national tour and then didn't book it. Literally, they're this is the last one. I'm yeah. And then nothing. And then I was you know what? Let me just go into this field because I felt my heart was going this direction anyways. So mm-hmm. kind of switched it up
towards music. And then did you start off just saying you know what, I'm going to do this on my own with no band? Cause most people were you in bands before this? Cause most people don't just start I'm going to have a solo career. Normally they have a band and then decide, screw this, I'm going to do my own thing. But from what it looks like, you just went from your theater stuff and you decided just to go solo from the get-go. Is that what happened?
Roughly. So I auditioned for a girl group and I got it. And it was about a year of things not really taking off. I mean, I definitely learned a lot from it. I made some good connections, but like nothing happened from it really. So it was at that point that I was like, I can do this on my own. And I actually wrote a song, and it's the first song on my EP, and it's called On My Own. Basically, like, I got this. Like, I don't need anyone, which is not true. I need people. Yeah, I need people. Mm-hmm. But like, it was more like a fuck, I can do this, you know?
Hell yeah.
That's so crazy. Like, it's just, were you like, fuck these bitches, I'm gonna do my own shit? Like, did you just quit? And like, you guys, I'm gonna do me, you guys do you, and let's go.
So the whole thing just kind of like fell apart. You know, it just, no one I don't think was as motivated and really wanted to do it as much as I did. Like, I think people are like, oh, this is like a fun hobby. And I'm like, no, I want this to be my career. Like,
yeah.
So I took it upon myself to like do other things within the group, and it just kind of fizzled out, which is fine because the first song that I did write was called Taking Over. And it was basically like, I'm not happy. This is annoying. And I was like, screw this. I'm just going to take over the world on my own.
There you go. Take your power back.
That's what I did. Yeah.
There you go.
Do you write all the music? Obviously you sing right for the band.
Yeah.
When it comes to the instrumentals though, do you give input on that, or do you, like, what's your input as a solo artist? Work, because you work with a band still, right?
Yeah.
But technically, you're a solo artist. So, do you write the music, like the guitars, the drums, or do you just kind of give them the lyrics and the cadence that you want and let them kind of work it to your vocals?
I write everything on piano. So, I'm usually in the studio, and I have like, well, especially now because I have this, like for the last single that I did. I composed the whole thing on piano. I added synth, like MIDI bass, MIDI drums, and I composed the whole thing. And I was like, wow, here you go. I was like, you can put, you know, obviously, like, I'm not a drummer. So some of the drum things that I put together, I was like, especially like in the bridge, my drummer was like, can we like switch this up a little bit? I'm like, I'm not a drummer. This is just what was in my head. You're the drummer. You do what you think. And then my guitarist for this one was Brandon, and he had the idea of putting a guitar solo in for that slow part. So, like, I'm not, like, a tyrant. Like, if they have input, they can obviously put an input. But generally speaking, I do write all the songs.
You know, and I just had this whole scenario go through my head. Do you guys remember? Because we not about the stripping or anything or bar scene. But
what?
Remember the movie Coyote Ugly?
Yes.
Okay, so I have envisioned you... writing your music. I know. I just went way left.
What are you talking about, stripping? Go ahead, Don.
Okay, finish. So, I mean, just, you know, screw this. I'm going out on my own, headstrong. Nobody just wanting to be motivated and or helping, and you're just frustrated, and you're just like, screw this. I'm taking my power back. I'm doing it on my own. That whole movie just went through my head. Talking to you about your story, so just saying.
I don't know that I even remember that. I think I've seen it, but I don't remember it. I don't think
you gotta watch it.
I gotta watch it again now.
I love it.
I have to go back and watch it. I think it's super cool that you're a solo artist. It's so hard sometimes when you're with a band to get your ideas out there just on your own, and to be able to create that on your own and then share it with other people that can play the music. Is a really cool kind of feeling. Has the band ever played? Sorry, I stutter sometimes. Okay, it's okay. Has the band ever? Have you ever showed them a song that they came with the music, and it just was not exactly what you were looking for, and had them change it up?
No.
Good job.
Love it.
It's the same. No. So you started in 2017, right? As a
yes, I released Taking Over, I think, in like May of 2017.
And was it always kind of a hard rockish, which I not, you know, it's not the right term, but I never say the right terms. I call it kind of like an opera rock, even though it's not opera, but you have really good vocals, and so you sing and you carry your note real well, right?
Thank you.
So it's like I call it opera rock, even though it's not, just because it's a melodic kind of sound that you guys have. Was it always that way? Like, did you always know you were going to be in a rock band, or did that just kind of develop over time?
No, my heart has always been in the rock metal world, but again, my vocals are not, I'm not screaming. I've tried, I can sort of, but I just choose not to. So I don't have that in my mind that rock metal voice. But there are bands like Within Temptation and Nightwish that are more like symphonic mm-hmm. metal that kind of...
Symphonic like, metal, that's yeah. what it's called. See, opera metal, symphonic metal.
Same shit. Yeah. No, it's funny. I was actually writing a song and I had like composed it or whatnot. My dad's like, that sounds like Within Temptation and Nightwish. I'm like, who? So then my dad introduced me to those bands and I was like, okay.
Nice, dad.
Oh yeah, my dad's got awesome taste in music.
That's so cool that you can really. My parents listen to salsa, right? Puerto Ricans over here, you know, and actually from New York, you know, New York Puerto Ricans, and well, my dad anyway. So he's like a big salsa guy. Have you ever thought about bringing someone on to maybe scream in a couple of your songs? Because listen, I heard the songs and they sound really good, but I'm like, man, if there was like one scream right there, that'd be so cool. Has that something you've thought about or flirted with the idea?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always down to collaborate with people. It just has to be like the right fit. Again, that's something like I've been thinking like for next year is doing some sort of collaboration with someone. Cause I feel like, especially as a solo artist, it's like you are like supposed to do collaborations. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know, all the bands now, especially I feel like every new song that they're coming out with is with somebody else from another band. So it's like, it's another way to get yourself out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Have you thought about, sorry, Sebastian.
No, I wasn't going to say shit.
Have you thought about someone that you would like to collaborate with?
I mean, if we're just gonna like shoot for the stars, Adam right. Gantier.
Absolutely.
Adam Gantier and 3 Days Grace or Saint Asonia.
Oh, nice.
I would love to fucking collaborate with him.
Hell yeah.
I think as a solo artist, you're right. A lot of solo artists do collaborations. Great music video. So we're going to play your music video for your, I think this is your newest released song, Serenity. What is the motivation behind this song and what should the listeners take away from this song before we play it?
So I wrote it because I was just getting really burnt out just between like work and the band and 500 other million things that I'm doing outside of this. Right. So I was just getting really tired and I just kept agreeing to things that I shouldn't have agreed to because I didn't have the time to begin with. So I was going to bed at 4 a.m., sleeping for 3 hours a night. It was just getting too much. And then it was just kind of reminding myself that like, I got to put myself first sometimes. And that like one day I want to just be at peace where like, I don't have to be doing a million things, especially for like, you know, financially, like a million different jobs to try to like make money. So it's just trying to like find that inner peace and finally be in serenity.
Oh, right on. It's like you didn't want to do this podcast. You're like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Fine. I guess.
It's not at 3 a.m, so I'll go ahead and get it done. I know the way it goes though, because look, it's like you have a job and you do music and you gotta do, and then it's just like it's so many things sometimes just all come together and it makes you like, fuck, like give me a break. Like everyone needs a break sometimes, right?
Yeah, but I don't ever give myself a break, which is the problem.
Well, because you keep on dyeing your hair. We're going to talk about that, too. That's a long time to do that. Like, it doesn't take, like, 20 minutes. It takes a lot. And you have a lot of hair. Unlike me, I have no hair. If I want to dye my head, it'd take, like, 2 seconds.
Just okay.
Let's play the song Serenity by the amazing Alex joining us on the show. We're going to listen to the whole entire song. YouTube's going to ding me. Fuck you, YouTube. Here we go.
Thank you.
I got to say something about that. After you said the meaning of the song, and then I hear the song, the lyrics are extremely powerful. Mm-hmm. It's, you're, what do you say? You're asking, I'm asking me to set me free.
I'm asking thee to set me
you're
free.
You're asking thee. Okay, you're asking thee to set me free. That is such good leg. That is powerful. That's awesome.
It goes back to that old saying of you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to find your voice and learn how to say no, say yes to the right things, cut people off, piss people off. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Exactly.
So, that's fucking fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know what? You given the before we played that song, given that, you know, you come into a different mindset listening to something when you know where the vocalist is coming from before they say it. And so kudos to you. Awesome. There needs to be no screams in that song, although metal guy, I think it'd be kind of cool. Like if someone screamed the, we're like the, I can't do it. Okay. I want to go to your hair real quick. Okay. Cause I saw you post a, I was like totally Facebook stalking you earlier.
Nice. And
I followed. Okay. I may have trolled, but at least I followed also, right?
I appreciate that.
Yes. you can follow the loud spot. I'm just kidding. Okay. So, you made a reference to your hair about it staying green and purple on one of your posts that you had made. Is that like a look that you, is green and purple always, is that like something that you always do? Or is that something new that you've done? Like, tell us what's up with that hair and how long does it take to dye that?
So I've been every color and I got bored. So I saw someone with like a cool split dye with like a pinkish lavenderish color on one side and like a blue on the other. And for my birthday, like almost 3 years ago or like 2.5 years ago at this point, I was like, that looks cool. I'm bored. My whole head was purple. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to dye the other half green. And I did.
Nice.
But I didn't bleach it. So it was like kind of like a faded green. Mm-hmm. And then my friend bleaches my roots like when they grow in because I don't trust myself with bleach. Mm-hmm. And then I just dye the rest of it myself.
Yeah, if you did it yourself, you might look like me without my hat on. Hair up there if you did it yourself. Maybe. Because, you know, when I used to dye my hair, I mean, if you put too much bleach on it, it's falling out.
Yeah, so, like, I don't trust, like, plus I can't see the back of my head. I'm amazed that, like, the back of it's actually even, but that's because after she bleaches it, she'll literally part my hair for me so then I don't have to guess.
Oh, now you got to turn around with it. Now I want to see, honestly, what the back of the head looks like over there.
I don't know.
It looks like a wig.
It looks like a wig?
That's how good it is. Like, so your friend did a great job on that.
Yeah, she parted it perfectly.
Yeah, and I did want to ask you, do you have a stylist or did you pick out your outfit and stuff for your video?
No, I did it myself.
Bravo. That's a fantastic outfit and you look beautiful.
Yeah. The funny thing about that is the night before, I was like, fuck, I got everything together except what I'm wearing. So I just went in my closet and was like, this sure, I hope this works.
I didn't even know where you shop at. That outfit was rocking, babe.
Sometimes I'll be online and I'm like, oh, that's a cute vest. I don't know when I'm going to wear it. And then I'll just buy it. So I have like random pieces that don't go together with anything. Awesome. So I just stuck it together.
That's great.
I just go to Ross. I go to Ross. I bought the shirt at Ross. Nice. What's that song? Do you like it? I love it. I bought it at Ross. Anyway, Ross needs to pay me for that, actually, by the way, starting right now. Okay. I want to go to a TikTok video you made.
Yes.
Where you're talking about depression and how music, like there's like a depression thing and like music goes right. And I would say this, there is a lot of truth to music fighting depression. Okay.
Yeah.
But also if you're going through a fucking breakup and there's like a country song playing, I think it makes you more depressed.
Don't listen to it.
Don't listen to country music. Maybe
I was going to say country music in general. I feel like it's either like super depressing or let's get fucked up. It's like one of the
hell things. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yes.
Every single time I've been through a breakup, I listen to, for some reason, country music plays and I'm not even a country guy, but like I get more sad. I'm like, fuck, I should have listened to like, you know, Slipknot or something. Not, you know, country.
There's some kind of country music that I like, but it's more like bluegrassy and jazzy and
okay. Like what?
There's an artist named Duke Pendleton, He's an amazing artist, and I didn't really put him in the country genre listening to some of his music, and but then he does do some country music as well. But
do you listen to country? Is that something you also listen to, or you just stick to rock music?
I mean, I'll listen to like some. I'm not familiar with like who they are, but like I'll listen to like, you know, satellite radio. Mm-hmm. Like I'll listen to some country stuff. But yeah, I kind of stick to like metal and like rock. And then I also listen to a lot of classical music.
Yeah, I don't do country music, but I heard Dew playing somewhere. I went to a restaurant actually in Panama City, and I heard this amazing voice playing the piano. Ooh. And he captured my attention. And years later, we went on a double date with some friends of ours, and I heard that. I recognized that voice.
Was it me? Was it my voice?
No, it was Dew. And it just blew me away because I'm like, I know that voice. Where do I know that voice from? And then I put the two and two together. And yeah, it wound up being him. It was pretty incredible.
Alex, have you ever thought about, since you've been in theater and into musicals, I guess. I guess you probably had to be in the musicals a little bit if you're in the theater, right?
Oh, yeah. No, theater is musical.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, see, I don't know shit, right? So I do want to ask, though, have you ever thought about taking one of those musicals that you really like the song to and turning it into, like, what's like a West Side Story
song? Oh, nice.
Like, West Side Story, that's like a musical, right?
That's a musical, yeah.
Islands and the Puerto Ricans all fighting each other and shit. Like, have you ever thought about taking a musical and turning it into a metal song? Because if your background's in theater,
true,
you could kind of combine the two. And then you could also, check this out, you can also dance to it in your studio with your mirrors and make a whole music video.
Look at Sebastian.
Now you got theater.
Brainstorming.
You got dance. You got rock music. That's all you, and you got your purple and green hair. Fucking perfect.
Got it all.
Dude,
honey, he's got a point. Something to think about.
I did cover a song, No Good Deed, from Wicked, but I didn't make it like metal. I just really stuck to like the traditional Stephen Schwartz version of it.
Right.
Because like I just love that song. So I did cover that on YouTube. It wasn't metal, but I work with a friend of mine, and we do like pop or like traditional songs. We make them like hard rock. Like, what did we just do? We did like It's Gonna Be Me by like NSYNC. We made it like metal. It was really cool, actually.
You need to do, what's a good West Side Story song? You gotta do a West Side Story song.
The only one I'm thinking is I Feel Pretty. That's the only thing I can think of right now.
How does it go?
It's like, I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. Yeah. Wait, is that from West Side Story?
I don't know. It's not the West Side Story, but I think it's like I Feel Pretty. Sounds like a horror movie.
It's something in that era. Watch. Everyone's going to be like, this fucking idiot doesn't know what you're talking about. The theater for like 20 something years, and they can't remember that.
But I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Can you please?
I'm looking. You know what? I'm keeping you on here a little bit longer now. I feel pretty.
I don't know why I think you from West Side Story.
Oh, so pretty.
He can't say it. He's got to sing it.
Giggling. It's from, it's a song called, it is West Side Story.
Oh, okay. Hey. So I'm right. Okay.
I'm an idiot.
Not that dumb. I feel better.
Oh, it is West Side Story. I Feel Pretty. Cast 2021. Yes. They redid it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You should have been in it. Did you try it out? You would have got that part if you would have tried out for it. I think you would. Okay, before we get off here, your song hasn't played on the radio. Sorry. Welcome to the Laugh Bar. Right, we just say whatever. Okay, you've been on the radio, I guess, in several different places. I don't know, throughout the United States. Do you always know when they're going to play you? Like, do you get paid for that? Do they just decide? Like, do you know, or do you not?
Some places I know, other places I don't know. Like they're sometimes like they like ask Cap or whatnot, like I can find that out. But some people I think just play it like on independent stations, and I'm like, fuck it. If you want to like show other people my song, go right ahead. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's really neat. You know, I really feel like the I Feel Pretty song's gonna be stuck in my head all night. I'm not gonna get over that. I do want to say though, also, because I'm scatterbrained, your logo is so cool. It's like fancy. It's like gold.
He said fancy.
Is that it? Someone in the background in your mirror over there looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. But awesome. See, it's old on like her YouTube video and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It looks so cool. Is that something you came up with? Did someone design that for you? And
yeah, a friend of mine, actually, we were trying to figure out a logo. And my signature looks kind of like that. And he was familiar with my signature. So he was like, just draw it out a couple times. So I kept drawing it out like maybe like 50 times. And then we kind of figured out that like it almost looked like, what is it called? Like the heart monitor thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So we were like, oh, let's just like play off of that. So I had a couple of sketches. I sent it to the graphic designer. I was like, can we kind of like make this like not look like a mess? Because my handwriting is total trash. So he did that. And then, yeah, and it kind of stuck. And it's this cool, like, metal. It's, like, the actual mm-hmm. color is, like, metal, like, 3D, which yeah, I found out was super hard to get on a shirt because mm-hmm. people are like, we can't do that. And I'm like, okay. But yeah. I found someone that did, so that was cool.
Awesome.
Let's talk about you. We only got, like, a minute or so left. Let's talk about recent shows maybe coming up, your website, merchandise, things like that.
Cool. So I have that shirt. I did get it printed. So I have a shirt available. And then I have a signed poster that I think I had. Okay, so I ordered like 10 of them, and it was a limited thing, and I sold them. And then the company that I got them printed, I think, fucked something up because they sent me 10 more, and they didn't charge me. And I was like, all right, now I have more.
Did they not fuck it up, though? Like,
I didn't. I literally just got – basically, I got 20 photos and paid for 10. Nice. I don't know what happened. Nice. So – not complaining. So now I have 10 more. So I'm selling those two. And then I have my old EP that I'm still selling because I have a few of them left. I have no shows coming up as of right now, but that's something in the process of booking. So
mm-hmm. you play a lot in the Northeast area, like New Jersey, Connecticut, maybe New York, mm-hmm. all around there. I didn't have your website pulled up. Maybe. What's the name of your website? Did you say it earlier?
I did not. It's officialalex.com.
A-L, for all the audio people that are listening, it's A-L-Y-X-X. There's two X's on there. No shows coming up, but hopefully you have some shows lined up pretty soon. The song just about any new songs also in the works that you're going to release shortly, or are you taking a little pause?
Right. Nothing now? Official. I have a bunch of songs that are like scatterbrained that I have to like figure out which one I really want to work through, but I was just so preoccupied with that release that kind of everything else took, you know, the back seat, but yeah. I got to get back into it.
Last question. Favorite song to date that you would like listeners to hear besides Serenity that really captures your style?
Probably Monster, which is the single before.
All right. There you go, right. Alex. Please stay right there till after the outro song plays. I want to thank all of our fans that listen to our YouTube, listen to our YouTube channel. Now listen to our podcast. Even if it's on YouTube, you can also check us out on Apple, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcast, part of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Dawn, thank you so much for co-hosting tonight. Alex,
thank
you for being on the show. That's all the time we got. Stay right there, please, Alex. Peace out. Rock on.
Much love.
Go.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does nothing short of tragic have us back again? Yes. Does everything that's good really have to end? Yes. A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.